True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Femi Abebefe and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, it's all our bets for tonight. Texans and Bucks, Raiders and Chargers. If we all need to, we all have to retweet the, because we're live on Twitter here. I forgot to ask everybody to do that. So everybody, including, it'd be great if Brad, if you could do that also. Thank you. Brad Evans is with us now here on the show because we have two Monday Night Football games. We have a lot, like the next segment's going to be ridiculously crammed. So Brad is the absolute best. He's a true professional. That's not a setup to a joke. It's the truth because he has moved his schedule around so he can still join us on You Better, You Bet. He is the host of BetMGM Tonight, which airs weekdays 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern after us here on the BetMGM Network, along with our pal Ryan Horvat. Brad, happy Monday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos! And yes, I saw my barber today, and I am ultra glossy as a result, just for you, mi amigo.
Brad is bald, and he is freaky deaky, as per usual, and we absolutely love it here on the show. Brad, we'll ask your favorite bet for Monday Night Football in a moment, but first, you know, you've been doing fantasy football, a great job covering fantasy football for a long time, and obviously do sports betting as well, but I want this to be a fantasy football question. A lot of carnage, week number two in the National Football League. What is your biggest fantasy football take coming out of week number two as people get set to put waiver claims in coming up tomorrow on Tuesday?
I would be panicking about the situation in Cincinnati. Jake Browning is still going to be a gunslinger and a guy that had a tunnel vision, to say the least, for Ja'Marr Chase. So it's not going to be a downgrade at all in my mind for the number one presumed overall pick in your fantasy league. The one guy I'm a little bit concerned about is getting down with my boy Chase Brown. I do worry about some of the stack fronts he may see. He was rather absent, except very late in the game, as a receiver, which I was a bit confused and befuddled by. So hopefully that's going to be remedied and rectified in the off week. There might be a slight downgrade for his presumed value the rest of the season. I think he's more of a high-end RB2 than a low-end RB1 as a result. I think T. Higgins stays the same, and I think the other associated components, though largely afterthoughts, largely stay the same. So that, to me, is one of a mountain of takeaways from week two of the NFL season. And how about your boy Russell Wilson? Sorry, Jackson Dart, your era is gonna have to be put on hold.
Especially when Brian Daboll brought him into the game and he promptly like lost his footing and lost like 5 yards on the plate. Just like that's so Giants. Brad, what is your one favorite prop bet from either game in the Monday Night Football doubleheader tonight?
I love Nico Collins and I to lead his game in receiving yards. So matter player, I got it at +150. I'm in on that. I think it's going to be a rebound for him. I think he's going to go nuclear is Nico, a guy that cannot be held down for too long. You look at Tampa Bay, they're going to have one of the bottom five secondaries in the league. They're already number 31 in dropback EPA defense after a week. And I think that's going to be telling of where they're going to be for much of the season. Probably going to get a lot of Jamil Dean and coverage, a guy that just ranked number 56 in pass coverage grade according to Pro Football Focus there in week one. So I think Nico Collins going to be plutonium packed tonight. He detonates. I think it's going to be at least 80 yards, maybe even over 100. He could do his best Jamar Chase impersonation. Love that wager, especially at plus 150.
Brad, great job. BetMGM tonight follows us here on the BetMGM Network. We will talk to you tomorrow where we have something special planned for your spot on You Better You Bet. So we look forward to that. Good luck with the bets, and we'll catch up with you then.
Justin Herbert over 14.5 rush yards. I'm out!
The great Brad. I would ask Bill Zimmerman to do his... We have a lot to do. The great Brad Evans joining us on the show on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Femi, you know what we have planned for Brad tomorrow, and it is good stuff. Our listeners and viewers have a lot to look forward to.
I think everyone's going to enjoy that one. I'm just sad that there's no WNBA tonight, so we don't get a WNBA play for him. But we will get one, I'm sure, tomorrow night with the playoffs already underway. I love our guy, Brad.
Did the Valkyries play yet or no?
They got destroyed in game one. Yeah.
Oh.
The Lynx beat them by 30 yesterday.
Are we coming back on the Valkyries in game two or no?
No, I don't think. I think the Valkyries and their story, which is one of the great stories in sports, I think it comes to an end tomorrow night. I think they get swept 2-0, and Minnesota will be marching on to the semifinals there. Potentially, though, a potential fallen hero spot for the Liberty.
I don't want to do this. Like you do,
Brandon Stewart undergoes an MRI.
This is like Tuesday at 3:48 p.m. Eastern written all over it. We are not doing this now.
Here's 60 seconds on the WNBA when we have a Monday Night Football doubleheader. It starts in 40 minutes. 0 seconds.
Okay. Bucks money line is actually getting bet a little bit at BetMGM. I just saw the screen light up. And like I said, Femi, you take the reins here, and let's talk about week three in the NFL, sides and totals that stand out to you, and we'll bandy it about.
Yeah, let's go ahead and get into it, because that Steelers -2.5 and all that closing line value really did us well yesterday afternoon as they got beat by two touchdowns.
Dude, that closed four at some spots yesterday.
It certainly did, and you watch the game, within like two drives, I was like, we're holding on to dear life.
I actually think they got the Rodgers end zone interception felt a little funky.
That was rough.
Yeah, it was rough. And then like the Caleb Johnson play, which like if I had bet the Steelers, I probably would have done like a lot on today's show.
Yeah, that was not fun. Also, like, do you see the Rodgers throw to Freiermuth? I believe like everyone's been sharing it. It's like a sick throw that he made. It was incomplete
and a great catch too.
It's a really nice pass. All right, let's talk about week three, though. I'll start off with a total because this game is going to be really fun, and I think a lot of people are going to be excited about it because it's a playoff rematch between the Rams and the Eagles from the divisional round this past January. That market number right now for the side, a lot of Rams money has been showing up today, but it's down to 3.5, like even money. Total's at 44.5. I still think there's some room on the total. I like the under. I bet 45.5. Earlier this afternoon, even at 44.5, I'd still bet it. I think these two defensive lines are just like the absolute strengths of these teams. Like we saw the Eagles defense with Jalen Carter back. They're so much different than they are without that guy. Like he makes that much of a difference for them up front. And also too, for the Rams, that defensive line's really good and they are going up against that Eagles O-line, which is special, but the Eagles passing game and the Eagles offense is not in a good place right now. I think we see a lower scoring game. Could be like a duke it out kind of game, a little bit similar to what we saw just yesterday between the Chiefs and the Eagles. So I like under 45.5 as my first look here. Rams and the Eagles. I think Eagles win it, but I don't want to lay the three in the hook, so I'll just bet the under.
I'd say I don't have a strong take on the total. I think what you said makes a ton of sense. I think that the one thing that will differentiate this game from like last year's Rams Eagles games would be like the Rams have Devontae Adams instead of Cooper Kupp now. And Devontae's good, and there's no snow. And Cooper Kupp's absolutely washed. I think that people may talk themselves into the Rams this week being the side, and maybe they'll be right about that. The Eagles are just like they have the best players, and I mean, let's see where this money line price is as we get towards kickoff on Sunday. I think my opinion is just that the Eagles are going to win the game. I have no real thought on the side at 3.5. No real thought on the total, but you've got some conviction in the under. What else you got?
Mm-hmm. I have a game in the late window. It's not one of the marquee games. It is a bet on the side. And plug your nose. Might not make you feel good. I texted it to everybody in our YBYB group chat last night.
I don't like this one.
Well, hey, I bet it anyways. And that's the Saints plus 8.5 on the road against the Seattle Seahawks. Now, this is down to 7.5 pretty much everywhere. There's even a 7 minus 122. So we got some immediate closing line value, or at least immediate value for that matter. I just think the number's too big.
Parading closing line value on Monday for a game to be played 6 days later is great stuff.
I was just saying, hey, click a bet and it goes in your favor. Not saying that I'm the one that moved it. Other people agreed, I guess, as well. But I think the number's a little bit too big. And this might also be my blind spot to Seattle, because like I said, I bet Steelers last week and that didn't work out. I'm betting New Orleans this week. Hopefully this works out much differently. But I just don't think that Sam Darnold should be laying a number this big. And I know the Seahawks defense is awesome. But like Spencer Rattler, the defense he's gone up against through 2 weeks, they're not like the Dallas Cowboys and the Chicago Bears. Like the Cardinals defense, people talk about them with high regard. The Niners defense, they got a defensive player of the year with Nick Bosa. That defensive line is no joke. And like Rattler's actually like done pretty well for himself. He's been pretty solid, like surpassed my expectations. And I'm like a Rattler fan here on this show. So I think Rattler can go into Seattle and just keep the game close. I think Seattle's going to win, but this number, that expectation with the total that low, nah, I'm going to bet New Orleans as I did. I took 8.5. I'd still take 7.5. I think anything over a touchdown is good on the Saints.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
To that, I would say to you, good luck, sir. The Seahawks defense, I think the Saints are going to have some... we'll see what the injury report has to hold. I don't know that I want to lay Seattle. I definitely don't want to take points with the New Orleans Saints. Not yet. I don't think I'm ready to fire teasers just yet. So at some point in the next like couple weeks, but not
it's
this
staring
week,
at you, though. Total that low at home. Feels like it'd be great, but
all right, let's. Early. What are you, like the devil on my shoulder here?
Maybe. Do it.
Okay. Well, maybe I will. What else you got?
Those are the bets that I have, but a couple that I'm monitoring here. I'm curious to see what you have. Now this might be tricky, but I it just seems like a great spot to back this team. It's Tennessee plus 3.5. There's a couple that are out there. So I see. Oh, actually, there's a 3.5 minus 110 now that I see.
I will tell you that I like this. I haven't placed it yet, but I think that this would be the side that I would bet. Would be the Titans as a home dog against Indianapolis.
I think we're going to get to 3.5 across the board. It looks like all the threes that are out there are heavily juiced, like minus 120, minus 125. Bottom line, though, is that like off of that high that the Indianapolis Colts had, 29-28 over Denver. Everyone's now like, oh my God, Indiana Jones and Shane Steichen, the Colts, look at them.
Good nickname.
And nobody, it's a great nickname. And nobody wants anything to do with Tennessee. Of course, they look pretty bad against Denver and they look bad against the Los Angeles Rams yesterday. I think Cam Ward, like the stats don't show it, but he's getting better and better. And I think he's going to actually be really good in the game. Like the Titans offensive line, let's hope that J.C. Latham can play because like, Colts can actually rush the passer, but if Latham plays, I'm going to like Tennessee at home, division dog. It just screams like one of those gotcha kind of games where maybe Indianapolis wins, but they win by a field goal, but I'm going to like Tennessee more than a field goal at home.
It's a couple other notes on this game, and I'm with you here on liking that side. Haven't placed the bet yet. Latham is a good shout. We also want Tavondre Sweat to play if we're going to bet the Titans.
Yes.
And for the Colts, Javarius Ward, their number one corner, he missed this game with a concussion. And Leiatu Latu did not play for Indianapolis as well. So we'll find out more as the week moves along. Look, Cam Ward had that sick, cross-body throw to Aya Manor, who's a stud, by the way, Aya Manor. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be one of the best throws I've seen. So I'm going to like the Titans also, even though I think Brian Callahan might be the worst.
It's so funny that you bring up Aya Manor because, he ate Travis Hunter's lunch a couple of years ago in the Stanford, Colorado game. I'm not in the draft Nick streets anymore. I used to be in those streets 15 years ago. But I was surprised that he lasted so long as he did in the NFL draft. I was like, this dude's a baller. And I don't know, maybe he ran slow. I don't know. I didn't keep track of his 40 time, but he's a really good player. It doesn't surprise me one bit that he's beasting in the NFL.
Let me give you a couple thoughts on a couple games here. All right, so we talked about on Friday after the Packers beat the Commanders that the look ahead for Green Bay at Cleveland was 7 and just it has to be higher than that.
Yep.
I placed a small bet on it and it is higher than whatever, the Browns could cover. My guess is I think the Browns are going to draw some interest this week. Now, they lost 41-10 yesterday to the Ravens. If you just look at the final score, it's like they got their asses kicked. And 41-17, the Browns scored late to make it 41-7. Dylan Gabriel threw a touchdown. If you look at the box score, yards per play, Baltimore 4.6, Cleveland 4.5. The Browns ran 19 more plays, 72-53. The Ravens, I won the turnover battle 2-0. The Browns had 3 more first downs. The Browns had 80 more total yards than the Ravens did in the game. And they had equal number of penalties. You could have looked at this box score and not known who won and thought maybe Cleveland won this game. Mm-hmm. I think that the Browns may draw some interest off of that. And also, obviously, probably should have beaten the Bengals in week 1. So that's my guess, is that a case is going to be made for the Browns to cover against Green Bay. I hope that's what happens and the Browns get bet. If we get down to 7 again, I am smashing Green Bay.
How do they protect? in the game?
I think the answer is they don't. Can I give you a couple other thoughts?
Please do. Do you have a thought Steelers Patriots?
Lean Steelers early in the week, want to think more about it. I want to know, are the Steelers going to get some of those defensive players back? I think the Steelers are better. So this will take me in actually to the Jaguars-Texans game, and we'll see what happens with Houston tonight. This is where I'm probably going to take a couple of my preseason opinions to market here, little piggies. I like the Jaguars more than Houston. It's going to be around to pick 'em price. I'll take Jacksonville. I like the Steelers more than the Patriots, and it's a pick 'em price on the road. I'll probably end up betting Pittsburgh, but I've not placed those bets yet, just opinions that I have early in the week. The other one that I want to talk about, and this got blasted earlier today, the Panthers put guard Robert Hunt, who might be their best offensive lineman, and center Austin Corbett on IR. Both are out for at least 4 games. They host the Falcons on Sunday. Atlanta's defense looked pretty damn good last night against the Minnesota Vikings, and you know I love me some Michael Penix Jr. The number's 5, Atlanta favored on the road. It feels like a big number. I'm going to have a hard time not laying the Falcons.
Carolina's worst team.
Not laying the Atlanta Falcons. All right. Take a quick break. And on the other side, all our bets for Monday Night Football's doubleheader, the Texans and the Bucks, the Chargers and the Raiders, side total and props.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.